say CIA and you'll hit a nerve in Kellogg, Idaho. But it has nothing to do with the U.S. spy agency. Their CIA stands for Central Impoundment Area, a mile-long stretch of riverbank where more than 20 million tons of old mining waste is piled up. This toxic heap is in the middle of Idaho's Silver Valley and at the heart of the second biggest Superfund site in the nation. In our latest collaboration with the PBS program Now with Bill Moyers, NPR's Emily Harris reports that changes in how this site is managed could have impact across the country.
From a hillside of Kellogg's Bunker Hill Mine, the central impoundment area looks like a big grassy field.
Well, that's not a field. That's a dump.
A dump of 100 years of waste from several mines and a smelter, cadmium, zinc, lead. A dump that mine owner Bob Hopper says has wasted too much time and money. Hopper points out gentle curves etched along the pile's top and sides.
You see these contour lines? They spent millions. They spent a year and a half making these contour lines look attractive, supposedly to correct a bunch of problems.
Drainage problems that the government admits have not yet been solved. Bob Hopper hates the Environmental Protection Agency, the part of the government that runs Superfund cleanups. He accuses the EPA of planning to close down his mine and has posted signs at his gate to keep agency officials out. Hopper cleaned up some things as ordered by the EPA. He's disregarding other requirements.
The EPA, it represents the epitome of a completely chaotic, psychotic, schizophrenic mindset.
And that's just one opinion on how the first 20 years of Superfund has gone here. Down the hill from Hopper's mine, cleanup supporter Barbara Miller sees something different when she looks at the CIA waste site. A good start, she says, but the job's not finished. Miller points out something about the mining dump that Hopper doesn't mention.
It's right there. It's right next to the school.
Kellogg's middle school and brand new elementary are steps away from the contaminated pile. Even with a buried plastic cap, then grass planted on top, Miller worries that toxic particles blow from the dump site into children's lungs. While Hopper wants the EPA to go, Miller says it hasn't cleaned enough, particularly inside homes where lead-laden dust can contaminate people, even where they think they're safe. The EPA has promised to address the problem, but it hasn't done it yet.
They've done a pilot study, and they've done some remediation of a few of the homes, carpet replacement, furniture replacement, and maybe furnace and crawl space remediation. But that needs to go on all over within the Superfund site.
A key goal of the federal Superfund program is to clean up risks to human health. Officials call the Silver Valley massively contaminated. But local county commissioner Sherry Krulitz asks if it's so dangerous here, why doesn't she know anyone who's sick? Not even her husband's elderly aunts.
These are aunts 80 and 90, and they still live in the same places that they have for 50, 60 years in Mullen. One right on the bank of the South Fork of the Coeur d'Alene River, Lead Creek we used to call it, is her backyard.
EPA scientists say there's more to measuring community risk than individual experience. Sheila Ekman is the project's team leader.
I think many of the opponents of the cleanup plan for the protection of human health feel that we should wait until we have children that exceed the safe blood lead levels and then treat the children. And that's not our view. Our view is that we want to prevent children, individual children, from being exposed to levels at which they will develop high blood lead levels.
But the views of local residents will soon have more weight. The Coeur d'Alene Basin Commission, named for the local watershed, is in charge of implementing the next phase of the cleanup. The commission was created in response to complaints that the federal government was ignoring local concerns. The EPA remains ultimately responsible and will decide what must be cleaned up, but the commission gets to set priorities as to when and how. But pollution rarely follows political boundaries. For example, the river that runs past that toxic waste pile in Kellogg continues on west into Washington state. Activists there argue it's unfair for officials elected in Idaho to make decisions that affect people across the border. David Marshall of the Spokane-based Lands Council says that's what the federal government is for.
We get a glimpse of what we might be facing in the Basin Commission. In the lower Coeur d'Alene Basin, there is lots of toxic sediment along the lower Coeur d'Alene River. That toxic sediment gets washed down during floods, but the other time it occurs is when boats go rapidly up the Coeur d'Alene River. The county commissioners there were unwilling to enforce a no-wake zone because it's politically unpopular.
Three Idaho county commissioners, a local Native American tribe, Idaho State, and the federal government all have voting seats on the Basin Commission. Washington State has a place at the table, but without a vote. Despite more local decision-making, the federal government is still footing most of the bill. Some think that money should go directly to the commission. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo has already gotten $4 million for the Basin Commission. He's now asking Congress for a special appropriation of several hundred million more.
My point is that the federal government has a responsibility in cleaning up this basin because all parties that have been involved in managing and operating the mineral extraction in the basin should be a part of this. And historically, the federal government operated these mines and used the output of these mines for the war effort in World War II. And therefore, I think that they have as much a responsibility here as any other entity that was involved in management and operation of the mines.
Mining companies are making the same argument in court. But Washington Senator Patty Murray is wary of any special funding.
Because once we start dividing up all of the Superfund sites across the country or potential Superfund sites, we lose the ability to do this in a way that sets the priority for the cleanup of these based on need and potential for cleanup, and rather makes it become a political process. Who's got the most clout to get their area cleaned up first? And that's not the way it should be.
Of course, politics already play a role in Superfund. This fall, Congress will consider whether to renew an expired tax on certain polluting industries to help pay for cleanup where there's no known responsible party. That will likely trigger a broad debate on Superfund, in which the experience of Silver Valley may come into play. Emily Harris, NPR News, Silver Valley, Idaho.